Hello and welcome back to the Impenetrable Fortress podcast. I'm Alan Jackaway, and sitting again next to me, Mr. James Bunnell. James, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you, Alan?
I'm good. I was considering whether you count as sitting next to me, given that there is a dog in between us.
It's true. I think I'm sitting next to the dog sitting next to
you. Yeah, I thought about mentioning that.
I don't know for sure whether or not we are next to each other.
Yeah, well, at some point the dog will disrupt the podcast, but until then, we have got some very boring teams to preview for you.
Woo.
James, in our remote podcast, I edited myself in first, which means that this time it's got to be your turn to go first. We are doing Steelers and Ravens, and specifically you are doing Ravens, I hope.
Yes. I also hope that I am doing the Ravens.
Let's do it.
Technically, sort of my hometown team, although I don't really root for them because, maybe my haiku will tell you why. Though they've often played close in defeat, Ballmer's Blackbirds can't seem to compete. Though there's one piece of hope, Zach Orr sure looks dope, even if we know Joe's not elite.
I like that rhyme a lot. for those listeners not from here, Ballmer is how people from Baltimore pronounce Baltimore.
Yes.
It's that was not Stephen Ballmer. It was not a Seahawks mix-up or whatever. But.
No, it's, yep, just the way we do things here in Baltimore.
All right, so what have we got here?
Well, I named the only player sort of worth paying attention to in the haiku, Zachary Orr.
Yeah.
Linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens. He is currently the sixth highest scoring linebacker in our
scores, which is pretty high. Oh, no, they've had their bye.
They've had their bye. Yeah. His average points are pretty good, and if you have him, you're very happy. And if he might not even be owned if nobody knows who he is, right? Like, so
I certainly didn't before preparing for this week, so yeah. I think he was not highly touted coming into it, so I think he might be available, and he looks, I mean, steady. He's everything we look for in a linebacker,
yeah.
It looks like.
Last three games for the Ravens, he's been in on 100% of their defensive snaps, which is good, and also he is playing better than the other players who have been in on 100% of the Ravens snaps.
Which brings us to...
Which brings us to the only other person that's sort of worth looking at is Eric Weddle, yeah. The safety for the Baltimore Ravens. He's okay. Not great.
Yeah.
That's mostly what there is to say about him.
It's sad because he was, like, the best safety for a while, and then he was the second best safety for a while, and now it's sad. Yeah. But what can you do? That's how time works, right?
Yeah.
I'm still interested personally in CJ Mosley once he comes back. Prior to leaving with injury, he had... You know, he played five games. The first was kind of bad, but three of the next four were double-digit points. So yeah. I'm still in on CJ Mosley, owned basically same owner percentage of Zachary Orr. I think both of those guys, you know, when they're starting, I think both of those guys will produce here.
Yeah.
And it's worth mentioning that Zachary Orr was doing fine before CJ Mosley came, so you don't have to worry about Mosley coming back and screwing up.
Yeah, his value isn't going to tank as soon as Mosley is healthy.
Correct.
Speaking of Mosley being injured, did you know that the Baltimore Ravens have 15 players on the injured reserve list this year?
Seems impossible.
Yeah.
I remember, though, at the beginning, like in the preseason, they had the most. So
yeah.
I guess I'm not that surprised about it.
It's truly amazing.
Yeah.
Really
well, we're getting to that time of the year, but again, there's started early. And this team's, I don't know, like, they're pretty bad, right?
They're bad, yeah. They have the worst, they have, like, so it's funny when you look at their stats, because they are, for instance, they have allowed the fewest first downs, they have allowed the fewest plays to be run against them, but they have allowed the second worst... starting position to their opponents.
So their special teams are bad.
Their special teams are bad, and they've allowed the fifth most touchdowns to the opposing team. So it's not actually... They don't allow a lot of first downs because you don't need very many to score on them. They just let you score without having to do all that much. And they've haven't had many plays run against them because, again, you don't need to run very many plays. They just sort of let you in.
Well, that's... Nice of them, I suppose.
Yeah, so their defense has parts that look good. Their run defense is actually pretty good, but their passing defense is pretty horrendous.
Cool. Anything else?
No. Sorry, Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, they might be in first place in their division, like, with one decent game pretty soon, with Pittsburgh kind of falling apart.
That's true.
And Cincinnati picking up their tie and all that. Like, they could, they could do it.
They could totally win this division, which, oh boy.
So, I mean, listen, sometimes you just gotta make it to the playoffs and then go on a run, right?
You know what? Yeah.
All right, I'm doing the Pittsburgh Steelers, and my limerick, I keep saying haiku, but
I actually said haiku on the podcast last week.
Yeah, is as follows. The worst defense I've had yet this year. Only Hayward is startable here. With no salary cap, this D's taking a nap. The steel curtain is maybe more sheer.
Oh! Ooh, that's a good one.
This is my biggest burn, I think, yet. So, this team is very easy for fantasy purposes.
No one.
None of them are in the top 30 at their position.
Wow.
None of them are in the top... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Steven Tuitt, defensive end, 28th.
Yeah.
And Cameron Hayward, 26th. And Cameron Hayward missed some time. So when Cameron Hayward's back, I'm in on him. Totally startable. But after that, it's really bad. It's kind of amazing, honestly, that they've managed to do it. And, you know, their defense is ranked overall like 25th or so. They're a little better at run defense than pass defense, which probably explains it, because those pass defense teams let up bigger plays, which lets up fewer plays, which lets up, therefore, fewer defensive points. But it's really bad. I mean, like, it's hard to recommend any of these players. Like, if you're desperate and you want to start Lawrence Timmons or Vince Williams, like, sure, their averages are okay, but, like, you're not excited about it, I guess is what I'll say.
Yeah.
And you know, their cornerbacks, they don't even have a, like, cornerback who happens to be going crazy every once in a while. Like, it just isn't really happening for them, so. Honestly, if I was forced to start a player, I would be tempted to just go with Ryan Shazier and hope that he gets a sack here or there or something like that. Like, he had a good first 2 weeks, and then he was hurt for a while.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe that's the play, but it's pretty ugly at this point in the season, and with Roethlisberger out, they need the defense to carry them, and they can't do it. So
can't do it.
It's tough.
Yeah. Oh, boy, this division is just a nightmare.
I know. So it is. Anyway, makes it faster for us, I guess.
Yeah.
James, this week, I believe every team in the league is on bye.
Yep.
That's what it looks like to me. So I think you just get to take the week off. It's really slim pickings, but we've got a couple for you that we're going to recommend against our better judgment.
Yes.
I'm going to start by saying that last week we both recorded a thing about Daniel Sorensen.
Yeah.
You said no, and I said yes, and he got 13 points.
I admit at least that one you time, are correct.
At least for that week, I was correct. Yeah. And listen, like, Jacksonville this week, they tend to get behind and throw a lot. Like,
yeah.
I would give him one more week at least. Carolina I'd be a little more nervous about, but I would probably play him one more week, maybe still available in your league. Like, I'd give him one more go, and then be a little concerned about what's going to happen after that. So that's my safety recommendation.
I don't have a safety recommendation, but big trade news this week.
Yeah,
Jamie Collins dealt from New England to Cleveland, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it was an exciting move for Cleveland.
It is. I know, actually picking up a player.
Talent right there.
As opposed to just getting rid of him.
Which makes me interested in the new Jamie Collins.
Yeah.
Elandon Roberts. Now, he's exciting because you figure if he actually does just... If he is just, like, get plugged in where Jamie Collins is and then get all his tackles, then this is great. Because who owns Elandon Roberts in your league? Nobody, unless they're probably Elandon Roberts himself. Or
just Patriots super fans.
Super Patriots fans. Yeah, exactly. So it's exciting. You should go grab him if you, like, need a linebacker slot, because this is a fun thing to take a chance on. This is a fun bet to take, whether or not it's actually a good bet, right? Now, he's not as athletic as Jamie Collins, because maybe nobody but Luke Kuechly is. And there were comments from the Patriots defensive coordinator that suggested that he'd be used in more running situations than passing situations, because he doesn't have quite the covering ability that Jamie Collins does. So his production probably won't be as good as Jamie Collins. But that being said, he is a linebacker that almost nobody owns that will probably produce average numbers, because he'll be plugged into the middle of that system, and middle linebackers get tackles.
That they do. And I mean, you know, Cleveland's a classic trope we haven't talked about much this year of bad team, middle linebacker, right?
Yeah.
So they get run against at the end of the game, and he'll get free tackles. I mean, you know, free for you.
Yeah, tackles free every for week. You. Yeah.
So I'm definitely still in. I would not be panicking on Jamie Collins. In fact, I would pick him up if you could.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I think Jamie Collins' stock goes up moving to Cleveland.
I agree.
Yeah, I think.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
I think the cornerback guess of the week should be Janoris Jenkins.
Okay.
He was on bye last week.
Yeah.
He's seventh among cornerbacks. He's not owned in our league. He was very bad start to the season with, you know, 3 of his 4 weeks being below 5 points for the start of the season. But since then, 16.5, 7-7.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's pretty good.
Why not? Yeah. Why not try that? Unless you were going to talk about Bradley Roby, which you can always try that.
I
too,
don't really
that interception
want to.
Touchdown was the
That
the
was
best,
awesome. But I mean, it looked super cool.
Yeah, but it
can
wasn't
I just
even
go
like
through
a good play.
The 5 weeks before last week was 6 weeks before last week. 0, 2, 2, 2, 3, 1.
Yeah,
I'm not really excited about playing.
And it's not like that
Bradley
interception
Roby
was a crazy play where he like jumps up and gets it. Like it falls
like,
into his lap
yeah.
and he runs it back. So
yeah.
I think that's a avoid. That's
yeah.
our avoid of the
think
week.
That's an avoid for sure. I if you want to talk about players that scored a billion points last week, though, star Ludelelli.
Yeah, if you need a defensive tackle, one of our old
favorites.
Finally
showing up, yeah. Admittedly, the Arizona offensive line is kind of a joke, but Los Angeles' offensive line is also a joke.
It's true,
so
you might get one more good week out of him.
Yeah, Kansas City's offensive line is a joke. New Orleans' offensive line is a joke. That's a great 4-game set, just picking him up
right now.
So
if you,
like
me right now, need a defensive tackle, why not give him a shot?
Yeah.
And that might be it. I don't have any more that I'm excited about.
I wanted to talk about Adrian Claiborne, that's it.
Oh, yeah, we used to really like Adrian Claiborne.
We did. Also, and Atlanta's defensive linemen have been playing a lot better the last 2 weeks. You know, going into... It seems like something has clicked there in that Atlanta defense, as Adrian Claiborne's not the only person to benefit from this, but he is perhaps the person to benefit most with 3 sacks in the last 2 weeks. Which is exciting, especially when you're playing in that defensive end position where kind of sacks are your bread and butter.
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to say.
Give it a shot. Thank you for listening to the Impenetrable Fortress podcast. Our theme and interstitial music is Dear Liza by Ned and the Dirt. You can get their album all over the place. We will be back next week with another division game of some sort, hopefully, until we can't do it. We're already 9 weeks in.
Yeah,
maybe we'll make it. Maybe
good.
This is the year. We have a hit of the week, but it's got
to
be the tie again.
It has to
I
be
mean,
the
every
tie
time
again.
It's a tie.
Yeah. You know what? I spoke on the podcast last week about how abysmal I thought the ties were, and it was mostly just because I hated that tie. That Arizona-Seattle tie. Like, that was just boring to watch. The tie this week involved the team that I personally root for, and you would think that would make me more mad, but actually I found it to be much more funny this
week. I thought it was
a really
nice tie. And again, I still think they shouldn't play overtime at all, and it should just all be ties.
But
I thought that was a pretty good tie, as ties go. You don't see a lot of 27-point ties.
Yeah, 27-point, weird tie. Also, two ties. I did see this fun fact. The last time the Cleveland Indians won the World Series, the NFL that year had 2 ties back to back.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so look out, Cubs.
We're going to find out before this podcast is posted, most likely.
Yes.
Almost, in fact,
almost
definitely.
Almost certainly.
Yeah, so you'll know. You'll know before you hear it whether that was true or not. I think that's it. Thanks for listening. From Alan.
And James.
Stay low.